Well, welcome, guys. Happy New Year to all of you. 2015 in ophthalmology speak, 2015 vision. That's crystal clarity. So 2015 is the year of crystal clarity. So hopefully you guys all got your note investing and passive income plans all laid out for the year. Would love to help you in any way or have you bounce those off me as a set of fresh eyes if that's of interest to you. I'm throwing that out there to everybody. So anyway, what we're going to be doing today, it's very open-ended. We just got done filming a, I'm going to mute everybody because I think that's grabbing John's mic. And then just star to unmute yourself or unmute on the computer if you're listening on the computer, if you have a question. So anyway, wanted to have you guys, we Aaron and I took some time and went through our 2014 calendar year and what some of the successes were and put them together. And we just did a little Better Your Best in 2015 webinar. I think one or two of you might have got caught a part of that, but we did record it. We will make that available. There's five strategies we shared. And then we just put together a little Better Your Best bundle offer for people that we're trying to get to come out to NIS Live. So it's something you guys will all get as part of being in the co-invest group. So we'll let you know as soon as that's posted when the dates are for the ongoing webinar sessions as we finish out the modules that we're doing for a Max RI with Junior Lean's home study course. So anyway, but we also, just in the email we sent out, had the link. If you're going to join us for the Mastermind Day, we actually need to know if you're coming in on that Wednesday, that workouts Wednesday, the 21st. We're trying to test out some technology to see if we can stream that for people that are out of state. We'll see how that goes for that Mastermind Day. We'll test it between now and then. If we can make it work, we'll do it. If not, we'll try and see for next month or after the summit. But please let us know on the RSVP. And if you're going to be in town, we need to know. We do expect, 20 plus people. It's got a good sized room. We'll do it in the same place for that. And would love to have you guys there and bring your files. A lot of you guys are right in the middle of things, so we definitely encourage you to bring your actual loan files, and we'll have time to literally go through all the way from setting up your original plan on what you're trying to do. We will go a little deeper into that this time and on the planning side of it, but we're going to really be rolling up our sleeves on actual things that you'll be doing at the workshop to grow your business. So anyways, Suprina is in Maryland at this particular time, and we hope she'll join us back next week on vacation there. So we will welcome her back. And anyway, what I wanted to do, the training, what we'll do is we'll get that link out to you, like I said, on the Better Your Best stuff for our training today. But we wanted to go straight to some questions that you guys might have on some specific files, suggestions. I mean, we're starting a new year, suggestions on things you'd like to see for the group, and just really have an open-ended conversation today and go from there. So why don't we just unmute. Anyone have specific questions on specific files? Go ahead, Jim.
It's not on a specific file, so I can wait if I need to.
No, go ahead. Give us whatever caused you to unmute. Go. You're there, brother.
Okay, thank you. Back in October when I was down there, there was some conversation about the idea that going from a temporary mod to a permanent mod may have some tax ramifications for the entity that does the permanent mod. I wondered if I could get any more information on what, if any, of that is true.
Well, it is true. And what we want to do, we do have a guy that, he is trying to reschedule to come to the summit. I don't want to wait that long to get that actually added to. I want to have him on one of our upcoming calls and not just have him at NIS Live. but that's what he's specifically going to be speaking on. But that's a great question, and it's something I don't want to try to tackle today. I understand it, but I definitely want him to come on board. And we've actually been, I was introduced to another gentleman, even the gentleman up at Paper Source, some of you guys even know him. There's two guys that I've been talking to that deal with a lot of note investors, and you know, either one and or both, you know, I want to definitely record an interview with them. I've already got specific questions for them, but if you guys have questions specific to some of that you want to ask, please forward them to me, because we'll be prepping for that specific call and training, and it'll happen. It probably will happen before the summit, where we'll have a guest on this call. And but that's a great question, Jim, and it's one where, you know, a lot of the loans that we're buying are outside of a tax bucket. Obviously, it's a moot point if you're buying them within inside your IRA or your Roth IRA or your SEP or your self-directed 401k. It's really a non-issue, but for when we got it in that bucket, it's taxed now on a calendar fiscal year basis. That's a big concern. So I will make a note here, and we will get them calendared. One of our New Year's resolutions for the group is to really lay out the next 4 weeks, where we've got the speakers that are going to be doing, you know, because we have vendor spotlights that we want to do, and to help some of these vendors who are very gracious and want to help you guys and are willing to pay some sponsorship money to help us offset the cost of our workshops and our summit. And we just want to get them, one, get them great exposure to you, but we're vetting them as much as we possibly can beforehand. So we definitely do that. So I'll put that down here. So thank you so much. And we'll get that lined up. Great question. Anything follow up on that, Jim, specific? You all right?
No, that's it for now, except that I guess in the meantime, we can either take our chances or just do a temporary or a forbearance.
Yeah, just so you guys know, we're almost everything we're writing out of this office right now is a trial modification, right? So those are some things that we'll continue to discuss. But we haven't, you know, I've gone from, you know, including the bundled agreement. We've just been doing the trials, and it just gets people paying a little quicker, we're finding. We've only used it on three of them now. But it, to me, it was faster, and hey, we'll address, you know, it's like they got to earn it, you know, it's we were just kind of putting them right into some of those things. So, you know, I'll definitely know, because I will have some tax issues that we're dealing with on some of those other ones as we get our returns done for 2014. So very good. Other questions or comments or feedback or areas you're concerned with? Open mic today, everybody. So take advantage. Sam, is that you? Did you just come on? You got a question? Oh, he muted out. Richard Bowie is silent today. That's not normal, Richard. Nobody has any questions on files they're working on. I know that everyone on this call, and I'm looking at all the numbers, except with exception two, right? Everybody's got files they're working on, so don't be shy. Go ahead, Alan.
Hey, Travis, how you doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, my friend.
Hey, just a general question. This last pull-up purchased services, out of all the servicing companies out there, knowing that you know, my involvement is not calling and following up, you know, not doing the workouts per se, who would you say are the top three services that you would recommend?
That is a loaded question, Alan. That really is. The reality of it is the platform, there's pros and cons to all of the different servicers, but we find ourselves at the current moment moving towards FCI,
yeah.
Right? We are vetting the loan servicing center. We're gonna be putting some loans with them just to get a feel. Like, we just want to be able to get a feel for their platform. They do have a unique pricing model, which I really like. But FCI is where, for loans that we are actually boarding, we've been utilizing FCI. And everything we've done with them has been pretty streamlined. And I want to open this up to the group, because I know we've got some that go both ways, right? Some people that are not doing the direct phone calls themselves, but they're doing it through servicing. But does anyone else have specific recommendations?
Let me chime in for a minute, Alan. So, because I think you're really asking for a twofold question, right? So one is, yeah, the servicing piece, but two is the other vendors being used to help in the workout. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. And I think the second part is I think most of the people on the, do their own workouts. I haven't been, not wanting to make the phone calls, et cetera. But yes, so both.
So you got to be the quarterback, right? You still have to play the quarterback, even though, and your players are your vendor partners. And so, I think it's critical. You need a door knocking service,
yes,
right? To help with some door knocking and lettering. We've sent out the update to be able to use A to Z Field services.
Yeah.
So I would, recommend that. I believe that I'm almost 95% sure that is more cost efficient than having your servicer do it. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
So they can do some of the default services. We sent out the list of everything that they can do.
Yes.
So I definitely leverage that resource for the group. The other thing, too, is lettering, door knocking. Oh, foreclosure trustees. So, you have Trustee Corps. You have Damian Waldman that we use and recommend. We have Michelle Godotti that we use and recommend. And so using some of these attorneys in the various states that you have assets to and working with them to initiate foreclosure and send demand letters.
Sure.
That's in addition to anything that you have. I mean, those are really the main key pieces that you're looking at. It's, you got to letter them, you got to door knock them, and you got to initiate foreclosure.
Yep.
So.
Okay.
Can I chime in on one thing really quick there? I we're working together between Monica, myself, and Kristen on these the new portfolios that we had boarded and got collateral on. And one of the things we did, and you guys will see this upcoming change either at a workshop when we go through the 30-day borrower wake up.
Yeah.
This is a personal preference for you guys, but we're instituting that sooner on after kind of our welcome, that hardship package request. Right. We're sending, because I think correct me if I'm wrong, Monica, or Kristen, just chime in, unmute yourself. But I think, isn't our pricing for a single door knock, aren't we like right around $35 or $40?
Wow.
Is that what we're at? What's the pricing? I apologize. I should know that. I don't know that. But I knew it was under $50. Well, we instituted that. And, you hear people say, oh, keep your costs down. Well, I need an occupancy check right away,
yep.
Right? I need to know that right away. I want to know if it's tenant occupied or, you know what I mean? Like, I need that right away. And so that's what we did on that. I want to say in the last 6 to 8 that we sent out, we have data that I haven't had in like very quickly on any of our previous portfolios. We just didn't have that resource in place. We didn't use the previous one that we had on a call earlier on. We hadn't really engaged them just because we couldn't put a custom letter in with them. They really had some compliance requirements on what we could send out with a door knocker, whereas A to Z, we're allowed to insert whatever we want. And so we've been getting a lot of answers that we needed and that give us, kind of those clues that we're seeking out to kind of develop out the story and know where we're at. We just to give a quick example, we have one guy who we went out and found out that it was tenant occupied. We know it has equity, and the guy's got a 700 plus FICO score, and the attorney is playing hardball like they're going to lien strip us. And so we're just in a completely different position in negotiation, you know, with some of the information we got from that door knock. So I was just, it's something that, you know, I'm constantly looking for things where I can kind of, you know, bring people to the table prior, because once you initiate foreclosure, that's a big cost.
Yes.
Right. And so for me, that's where I've said, you know what, let's just insert this early on, right after that initial package. And then the door knock, no, they're real. I mean, Monica got, I think, two warm transfers where she was talking right to somebody. And I was just like, this is awesome. Like, I just thought, this is amazing. So it just, you guys need to kind of evaluate that on your own. But, you know, we've empowered our internal system where, you know, let's just order them on, you know, just as part of that first 30 days, right? It's just going to be a cost of doing business where I need that initial information. That may not be what you guys decide to do. You know, you might, you know, insert three or four other calls where you try to get a hold of somebody, but, you know, we're going to send them to ask questions of the neighbor. There's just a lot of stuff you can do. So sorry to go on and go into further detail on that, but I just wanted to really kind of drive that home, how it's changed the dynamic for us, which has given me more confidence to acquire more of these notes.
Let me give the pricing breakdown since we are recording and how everybody can implement this service. If you log into the members area and click on the tab Work Orders, which is the second to last tab at the bottom next to Terms of Use, then you can access the menu of services and the appropriate pricing and how to place a work request. To visit a borrower one time is $45. To have a two-visit attempt is $65, and then three attempts is $85. Now, you do have an option that if the door knocker is successful in making contact with the client, then they can do a warm transfer direct to the number that you've provided them. And so that would be that is an additional one-time charge of $30. And that's standard across any door knocking service to do a warm transfer like that. So that's those are the respective fees that we've been able to negotiate as far as having the group volume that we have. And so please use it, take advantage of it.
Hey, Aaron, can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you for that. Just another question on the skip tracing. Remember they had provided us, you know, the first pool that we bought, we were provided a bunch of data, skip tracing data, and I think you had mentioned it was just a one-off deal and then we'd have to pay for it going forward, and I'm okay with that. But where did we get it again, the skip tracing, and where will we get, you know, where can we get the skip tracing information?
Yeah, so I actually talked to, the answer is you can get it from us. And I'll talk to Monica after this and we can get a simple work request in for that. And the pricing's pretty straightforward. And I just want to make sure the system's there and we give you the data points that we have available, but we can order it. I talked, so there's a permissible use,
talk about what that is, Aaron, because that's like, this is really kind of an important area where you can get tagged if you're not staying compliant.
Yeah, so there's the Graham-Leach-Bailey Act, Graham-Leach-Bailey Act, GLBA, and it's sensitive information that we're going out. So in order for us to even be able to run these reports and get this data, required us to have a site audit here at our office, and they pulled my credit, they ran background checks on me and Travis, and you know, they do a whole bunch of stuff because we're, you know, with very limited information, we can, you know, access very detailed information as far as our borrowers are concerned. So one of the things that we had to do some training, and I asked them is if we were able to provide some of this information with members in our group, and the answer is yes. It's just a separate way I access the database on our end as far as how we're the nature of why we're requesting the information. And then they charge us a fee every time we access each individual borrower's name. So we can provide that information to you and do that. It's a pretty quick turnaround time. We just need information, pretty basic information from you guys to supply to us, and then we'll give you the work request and the pricing and can do that with us. So we'd be happy.
Great. Thanks. Thanks, Aaron.
And just to add to that really quick, if you're buying, we would pass that cost on to you if you're buying directly from Trinity. If you're buying from us and we've got several requests that have come where people want to buy loans. So we funded them out. We're, you know, enhancing the collateral files, making sure we have collateral files, number one, fresh credit reports, fresh skip trace data. That's obviously all going to be included in the pricing because there is a markup. And we do make money off that. So anyway, just an FYI, full disclosure. So very good. Other questions? Great question, Alan.
Thank you.
Great question, Jim. Anybody else? Anybody besides us like excited for 2015? Maybe I'm the only one that's like psyched out of my mind for 2015. Okay, William is excited. Yeah.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. In the work order section of your website, that's where we place the work orders for so you'll do a TLO or a skip trace for us. And, you know, I don't really see it in that area right now, but
Skip tracing is not there. It's just A to Z field services.
Okay.
So that'll be updated here. What's a good time frame, Aaron? 10 days, 7 days, 10 days?
If I'm not able to get to it this week, it'll have to wait until early the following week because I'll be gone next week.
Oh, that's right. You guys are doing the cruise.
We'll see if we can bang that out for TLO and credit reporting. So.
Okay. What is the charge? Do you guys have a charge for your skip trace right now?
Yeah, there will be. I can't give you the. It's different depending upon what data point. So I gotta look at what we get charged for that and what data is provided, and we'll provide all that information to you. It's not going to be $20 per loan. I can tell you that, which is what most people charge. So, it'll be. We'll get that to you.
Okay.
Good question. Welcome, Wayne. Any other questions, guys? Anybody, just while we're waiting, go ahead, Jim. And I want you guys to be thinking, if you've actually made contact with a borrower, we want to talk about it. Let's talk about it, because I know we've had some people that have sent out packages and are in touch with borrowers. And let's talk about some of those conversations and what went well, what you wish would have gone differently. Let's talk about that. Go ahead, Jim.
Thank you. Kimberly and I put together a package for Monica to deal with Trinity on some missing allonges, assignments, et cetera. They'd sent us a spreadsheet showing that there were things that were missing. They were not detailed on what those were. But when the servicer identified what those were, then we sent those along. Is that something that we should expect that Trinity will get and at some point supply to us, or how does that work?
Aaron, do you want to take that one? I know you've been dealing with that. We're in the same camp on a few of that. That first June pool, you know, just we're still trying to squeeze a few things out of them ourselves, but do you want to take that one, Aaron?
We just have to get the information as there's not a really good answer for that. The shorter answer is we get as and request as much as they can give to us, and other times they have very limited information, and that's all we're going to get.
So we get as much as we can, and then we request it from them and then provide back, or that's pretty much all we do.
So are those with Richmond Monroe by chance, Jim?
No, those are bordered with Ally, but like for example, one of them.
Well, hold on. But the custodian, who's the custodian?
Allied is both the servicer and the custodian.
Okay. Yeah, they're okay. So they're have they offered to go and track down those missing documents, which is what we've had probably 10 different times where Richmond Monroe has done that for us and been successful. Has Allied offered to do that, or are they saying go back and get that from the seller?
No, they haven't said either way. What they did was report what was missing. And when I saw the spreadsheet that was sent to me that suggested that they were working on those things, whether they are or not, I don't know, but that's what would be implied by reading the spreadsheet. I just asked the question of what they were or were not going to supply. Just as a for instance, you got one loan that the collateral file was sent to us as a note and mortgage on a first. We don't know where the collateral is on the second. So everything about that file is goofed up because they did all of their stuff based on a first mortgage rather than a second. But if you're saying that we can't necessarily rely on Trinity, that wouldn't surprise me given the past 6 months. Then I'll have to ask them whether they provide that, and if so, how do we proceed? Because I don't know the answer yet.
Well, let's do this, because what I want to do is get involved on that one, Jim, and Aaron, maybe patch me in on that, because I've had personal conversations with Don where he's like, if we need to swap one out, we'll swap one out, right? And that's like, you know how badly they don't want to swap one out, right? But if it's something, I mean, we've done almost $4 million in acquisitions with them, and they want us to do a lot more. They got a bunch of paper they just bought. And so I feel like the power of what we've got with the group, we've got to be able to... I can't promise anything, but I will commit, Jim, to personally do whatever we possibly can to, you got to have a loan that you can work, right? And I just want to see the exact specifics on that. And so let's get on a little conference call and just go through each of those exceptions that Allied's got gone and done that for. And then I'm sure Monica's got some input after looking at stuff. And let's just see what we can do. Let's try to solve a problem here and use the leverage of the group, right, to make this right for you. And if there's anybody else on that first June purchase, please get in touch with us, right? That if there's just a pending issue that's still out there, we want to kind of handle all those at the same time. And going forward, everything is, we've fixed a lot of those things. I know that doesn't help you at the moment, Jim, but it's been great. People that have been buying, they don't fund until we get replacements in, and we'll make sure and get this to where you're able to work some loans.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay. Anybody else? Go ahead, William.
This is kind of very general, but on your website, just looking up under resources, attorney list, I have Jillian Sedati's information from the last meeting. We got it. But Michelle Gadotti, do you have her contact information?
I just have a note here to update literally when we were talking, Aaron was listing all those. I knew that there were some that weren't up there, so I will make sure. I'll actually have Charlotte huddle up and make sure that we get those where she can huddle. Charlotte's my assistant. I haven't even met Charlotte. But she'll make sure that we get, together with some of the resources that Monica and Kristen are utilizing. And any that Sabrina has provided for the group, she's connected us with some additional contacts as well that will have those listed. I know we just added a Illinois attorney and a Washington attorney. So we'll get some of those added for those of you who have loans in those specific states. And here, the other thing too, guys, if you guys have a resource, some of you are like, have been at this a while. We have some seasoned investors. in the group. Some of you are new, but as you guys run into resources, I hope that there's a situation where we're able to collaborate and share as we vet good resources. You guys will submit those. So
I send it to personally to Will, so he's got it in his email.
You have that, Will. Monica just sent it to you via email, and we're going to make sure we get them posted on the website under the resources tab. Very good. Thank you, Monica. That's how we roll here at Capstone Funding Group, William. You've got it in your inbox.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Very good. Very good. You asked me to multitask like that fast. That might be a little bit slower, but appreciate that, Monica. Thank you. Gary, go ahead.
Hey, guys. I'm on the road, so sorry for the road noise. A couple of things. One is let me say the first thing first is I want to give everybody a little recording for this Thursday at the San Diego Note Investors. We're going to have Don Madden and our group. And so we normally charge $20 to someone that wants to get a copy. But for this group, for this the co-invest group, if you send me questions, because I want to gather questions I can ask Don, if you guys can email me some of your questions that you've always wanted to ask Don Madden but were afraid to ask, can you email that to me at SeridiaCapital@gmail.com? And I'll put that on the list, because some of you guys are too far away to come to our group and ask them questions directly, but I can ask them your questions for you. And then I will record it, and we'll send that out to you guys for free for this group. And just send me your question. That's all I ask of you.
Will you spell out your email address, Gary, for everybody?
Zuridia, Zuridia, capital, CAPITAL, @gmail.com.
Hey, just out of curiosity, Gary, do you own ZeridiaCapital.com? Do you own the domain?
I own Zeridia.com, but I don't own Zuridia Capital yet.
Oh, wow, Zuridia is awesome. That's even shorter. Yeah. Very cool. Just curious on that. More to follow on some stuff we're working out for you guys on some marketing packages to help you do that. We've been working with a couple people on that and helping them with a marketing facelift, but very cool. That's going to be great. Who do you have lined up to record that, Gary? Because I have a guy, I know I'm just doing the deal profile, but he was going to come help record that. Did you already got some recording set up?
Well, we do a hand recording, but if you got professional recording that want to help, that we'll take that on.
All right, we'll take it. He just gave me the nod. So John's got a great camera. He'll come help that so that we can pass that on to the group if you're okay with that.
Yeah, we'll just do this one time. We'll do that. That would work. And I know you like our Travis Tolstrup's doing the deal profile, so you don't want to miss that. And Travis, if you can do a deal that you haven't done or haven't presented before, that most of us have maybe heard on your 10 mistakes. A different profile, that would be great.
Very good.
Okay,
we got three of them.
Okay, cool. And the other thing is, this is a question. When you do a warm transfer, obviously you have to coordinate with the door knocker when you're available and when they're going to go out there, so that everything lines up, right?
Yes, sir. I mean, you do.
Well,
give them a window, though.
Yeah, it's not quite that way, because they're, you know, I would give them your cell phone.
Okay.
So can you unmute, Monica? Just unmute ** to unmute. You there, Monica?
Yes, you just give them, what I would do if I were you is I would give them your cell phone number and then your hours of operation when you're going to be available on that cell phone, because I got mine at 8 o'clock in the morning, so I wasn't quite in the office yet, so.
Okay, thanks, Mark.
Yeah, if you guys, just so you guys know, hopefully you guys know this, but star star to unmute if you're on the phone. If you're on the computer, obviously you're just clicking on it. So anyway, very cool. Great questions, guys. This is great. Anybody else? Be thinking about any feedback, too, that you've got, things, areas, training topics that you'd like to have coming up in the next 6 to 8 weeks. You know, we want to, you know, we obviously know what we want to continue to be trained on in our portfolio, so we know it's relevant to you guys. But at the same time, you know, we're going to that expense and that time of both time and money. So please leverage that. Anything else, guys? I'm seeing Todd's name on the screen, and I'll just, Todd, I did get your email on that, and I do have those notes, so make sure we connect after this call from your case study on your first, non-performing first, that we did in the mastermind session. So, outstanding. Anything else before we call it a day? We'll be sending out, for those of you that are interested, and just, you know, it will have a little fast-forward button on the bottom. If you guys need it, you can have a go back and forth through the webinar that we did earlier this morning for a group, and you can just kind of pick up and, you know, kind of take some of those things that might be relevant to you, but some good content in there to help you, you know, jumpstart 2015. So, all right, guys, last call for any questions, comments, concerns, feedback. There is no bad question. All right. I can't believe we're hanging up, Richard, without a Richard Bowie call or question. I'm feeling like, you know, like I'm not feeling the New Year love. I'm not feeling the 2015 love. So, all right, everybody. Thanks so much. Jim, let's make sure and connect. Probably be best just to do that real quick here right as soon as we get off the call to schedule something to kind of go through that. So let's do that. Brenda will be in touch with you as well. And I'm seeing some cell phone numbers, if you guys can be sure, just because I don't know who you are specifically when we're calling on you. If you guys can be sure to register an Uber account, right? There's a step to be able to do that. So be sure and do that just so it shows up with your name versus your number, unless you're wanting to be anonymous. So, all right, sounds good. Have a great week, and we'll be in touch next week, same time, same place.